कोविड-19 से निपटने के लिए बाकी देशों की तरह ऑस्ट्रेलिया में भी सरकार हर रोज कुछ नए कड़े कदम उठाकर लोगों में इस वायरस को फैलने से रोकने का प्रयास कर रही है। ऐसे में लोगों को कहा जा रहा है कि वो ज्यादातर समय घर पर ही बिताएं। जाहिर है, जरूरत का सामान लेने लोग बाहर निकल सकते हैं, लेकिन बहुत ऐसे लोग हैं जिन्हें इस वायरस से सबसे ज्यादा सावधानी बरतने की जरूरत होगी। वो हैं बुजुर्ग लोग और ऐसे लोग जो पहले से ही किसी बीमारी से जूझ रहे हैं। और अब एक बड़ी तादाद अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छात्रों की भी है जिनके पास कोई आमदनी का जरिया नहीं रहा है। ये वो सभी लोग हैं जो मौजूदा वक्त में सबसे ज्यादा प्रभावित हैं। लेकिन इतना तय है कि ये अकेले नहीं हैं। कई संस्थाएं, कई लोग, कई समुदाय इस मुश्किल वक्त में मदद के लिए सामने आ रहे हैं। छात्रों, बुजुर्गों और स्वास्थ्य कर्मियों के लिए एक ऐसा ही मदद का हाथ बढ़ाया है फेडरेशन ऑफ इंडियन एसोसिएशन ऑफ वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने, जो पर्थ में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छात्रों, बुजुर्गों और स्वास्थ्य कर्मियों के लिए भोजन मुहैया करा रहे हैं। कैसे ये फैसला लिया गया और कैसे ये काम किया जा रहा है, इस बारे में हमने बात की संस्था के सचिव प्रशांत सिंह से।
We were getting a lot of phone calls from students who want to know about their situation. Some people don't have enough rental to pay. Some people don't have any income because they lost their job. And also some people having problem in terms of traveling or going to university because university were doing classes and they can't get the public transport because of the fear. So what we did is within the Federation, we actually discussed internally with our team here. And we straight away started this food program led by our deputy chairperson, Amit Khullar. He organized a couple of restaurants and the grocery owner to join straight away and have this program for food delivery. Five areas we are working. First of all is loss of job, loss of income. And second is helping them with the rental assistance where we can guide them. And we also want to make sure that we have a comprehensive plan in terms of engaging the decision makers in terms of universities, the government and Indian High Commission, basically coming to a program that how we can help the student in time of crisis. And there are 86,000 Indian students in Australia, 60,000 universities, 30,000 in TAFE colleges and VET. They all need to be supported because they have lost their job and their future is uncertain. And the majority of the question is coming from the mental health aspect as well.
जो आप ये खाने के packages की बात कर रहे हैं, वो किस तरीके से आप लोगों तक पहुंचाएंगे, कैसे उसके लिए पैसा आ रहा है, कैसे लोग जुड़ रहे हैं, कैसे पैकेजिंग तैयार हो रही है और कैसे उन तक पहुंचाया जाएगा जो जरूरतमंद हैं?
So basically, Gaurav, the food packages are prepared at the restaurant. One of the sponsor, Fusion Six Indian Restaurant, is helping with the food preparation. And Ellenbrook Groceries, Indian groceries, they are supporting and sponsoring the ration. So we have phone numbers. Amit Khullar, who is our deputy chairperson, his phone number is there, and there's a phone number of another team members. We get SMS and the phone call. We are not only helping the students, but also helping the healthcare worker and people who are in their isolation. And we are arranging the food drop-offs. So we prepare the packages and drop off at the location, you know, if people are self-isolated, but student can come and pick it up. So we have, you know, we come to the, you know, like nearby train station, we get the food packets and people can come and pick it up from there. So this is how we are doing. And there are other restaurants who also have joined these programs in different location of Perth.
प्रशांत जी, ये भी देखने में आया कि कुछ छात्र जो है यहाँ से वापस जाना चाहते हैं भारत, लेकिन ऐसा हो नहीं पा रहा है क्योंकि लॉकडाउन की स्थिति है भारत में भी और यहाँ पर भी काफ़ी हद तक ट्रैवल बैन है। क्या इस बारे में कोई बात हो पाई है या इस बारे में आपके द्वारा कोई कोशिश की जा रही है?
सो गौरव, जस्ट We were debating this aspect as well last weekend when we had a video conferencing phone call with all the federation leaders on Sunday. We spent a lot of time actually identifying the aspect. Firstly, it's like India is locked down for 21 days. So there is no movement for those until the India's lockdown is stopped. And also, I was reading an article by Ministry of External Affairs, and Minister Sri Jaishankar has appealed for the people to stay put. So where people are in the diaspora, they should not panic and they stay put all over the part of the world. So that's the one thing. And the second thing is like students don't want to go back. We have spoken to the student. They don't want to go back. They just want to be supported during the crisis. So what we have done, we have started another program, which is called Adopt an Indian Student in Australia COVID Support Group. So basically, this program, we are requesting the Indian families, diaspora families who are here living in the nearby location, they can help support one student living in his area with phone calls, will helping with anxiety questions or supporting that person. That will be a big help.